I was a probably a you could say a phenomenal kind of failure as a young man. I went to a rural high school in Washington State, where even in that academically debased atmosphere, I couldn't seem to get better than B's and C's. I eventually, by I admit dishonest means, got myself a scholarship to a very fine prep school in Pennsylvania, where I did rather well in what I like, which is reading and writing, but really found it hard to come up to the scratch, come up to the standard expected of students there in science and math. And I eventually, after some years there, lost my scholarship and had to leave. And this was quite a blow for me. I loved the school. I was looking forward to graduating with my class and going on to a good university. In the event, what I ended up doing was not ever getting a high school diploma and going into the Army at the age of 18. So at that point in my life, I was looking at myself with some skepticism and looking at my future with some skepticism and wondering if I really had the stuff to do the things that I wanted to do in this world, because I had no evidence to support any idea that I did. The outlook I thought for myself was pretty grim. But I did manage, in fact, to do many, if not most, of the things that I wanted to do in life, which was to become a writer, become a teacher, have a family. And I did this, I think, not because I looked at myself and thought, oh, what a dismal creature you are, forget about it, you're never going to be able to do this, but to just take a step back and just do what I needed to do as well as I could do it from day to day. And certainly as a writer, when I write a short story, for example, my first drafts are awful. If I ever let anybody see the rough drafts of the stories that I write, they would wonder why I ever decided that I was a writer. They're very experimental. I change things constantly. I write bad sentences. But I know I'm going to go back. And I do, again and again and again. And I keep revising and changing things and finding new ways of approaching the material until after, usually some weeks, I arrive at a draft that I'm really, really happy with. It isn't a way to get a whole lot of stories written, but I've written now 4 books of stories over the years. And it's, as I say, I think the key to digging yourself out of a hole is to not put a terrible weight of expectation on yourself to do a whole lot of things right away, but to just manage a little bit every day, do what you can do every day, do it patiently, do it with an eye to doing it excellently, and work at that kind of incremental overcoming of our initial awkwardnesses, and if you want to call them failures, call them that, I just call them drafts. Our life is a draft, it's constantly in revision, and we can make it better. Maybe we can even bring it close to something beautiful if we allow ourselves the room to do it.